opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Wait, once, I can't believe how many slow pitches Greinke throws. That's kind of what
he does.
He's not Cole or Verlander where he's going to whip it in there at 97, 98. He's a right-handed Dallas Keuchel when Keuchel was at his best.
He's going to
paint the corners. He has terrific location and... You know, that's the kind of, he's not gonna dazzle you the way those guys do.
I would say he's a poor man's Greg Maddux, but my guess is Zach Greinke has made like three times career earnings that Greg Maddux made.
Probably so. From the text line, why have the Texans not traded for Trent Williams? Because they're
not considering it.
They don't think that'll make them better. The Texans don't make moves that they think are gambles. They just don't. And it's frustrating, but this is not something they do on a widespread basis. I would love to see them trade for Trent Williams. Yes, they should be in on Trent Williams right now. They should be making phone calls. Nothing that they've done, nothing about Bill O'Brien, who I'm assuming is your real GM, indicates to me that he's willing to do that.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can get on the Twitch channel and make your comments there. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com or will be shortly. And thank you guys for tuning in, no matter how you're listening. We did give away the listener appreciation tickets. So, Brother Bear says, if the Astros are a charter airline with plenty of leg room and a great meal, the Rockets are pretty good with a nice burger. What are the odds of Texans are the plane with no leg room, standing room only, and charges $5 for a bag of peanuts?
They're like a...
They're not...
Spirit, where there's no back on the seat?
No, they're not Spirit, because Spirit is pretty much like the Bills and what the Browns have been.
The Bills? How dare you?
I would say, like, the Astros are like Emirates. Emirates Airlines, apparently, is like the best, right?
Or JetBlue.
No, did they even still exist? See, that's the Texans. Yeah. I think the Texans are like JetBlue or Frontier.
I think JetBlue is way nicer than Frontier.
Really?
Frontier's horrible. They're Spirit level.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever flown. You remember AirTran? I think that's what the Texans are. It doesn't exist anymore. That was the one.
RIP.
Yeah. But, well, I think Southwest bought them out. And see, I think Southwest is a level above the Texans.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and then somebody mentioned, well, they did sign the honey badger, but no. And 832 says Rams lost in the first round like the Texans did. No, did you sleep through last season? They lost in the Super Bowl to the Patriots, sir. Yeah,
they were in the championship match of American football.
Yeah, I not quite sure where
they
you
like
got
to call
that
it
from.
The big one.
So 713-780. ESPN 713-780-3776. I'll tell you, man, I don't know what trying to catch up on the text and some of these I just don't even understand. A lot of people tell me that they have businesses over there where we haven't closed on the land yet, but I am going to reach out to a bunch of you guys because I'm going to need a bunch of work. And we'll have to have some construction done and clearing it out and all that. And I know there's a bunch of cool people over in the Golden Triangle who listen to the show who do those kind of things. So I will reach out to you guys and hopefully do business with a few of you because, should be fun, man. I'm looking forward to getting all that done and, seeing what kind of place we're going to wind up having. I'm going to party every weekend because that's what I do.
What a life.
Yeah, it'll be nice. And I mean, I'll start playing golf again. That'll be cool. I'll have an excuse now.
Hey, you gotta take your get your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. Believe me. So I have to get my clubs back from Canada, though. Either that or just buy a new set for here.
You're rich.
I'm not a rich. I'm putting all my money into friggin' land these days.
Well, just roll it into the mortgage.
I'm not gonna roll it into the mortgage. This is it's pretty cool that we're going to be doing all this, but yeah, it's cutting into my, basically putting what was going to be my poker budget for the year into this. So
no poker for you for
well,
a year.
I'm going to find, you know.
So much for the trifecta.
Yeah, it's going to, I'm going to have
to triple crown.
I am going to have to put that off a year, but it'll be worth it, and I'll be caught up in no time. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Golfer B, what are the odds the Astros have more home runs this year than total Texans points scored? Damn, you're going to make me do some research before I can figure that one out.
Okay, so what's the question again?
Astros home run versus Texans total points. Oof. On the surface, I would have to say Texans total points.
But I would think so, too, but... Yeah, I think I have to go with the Texans.
Yeah. Big Doug says, I missed it. Are you moving? No, we just bought a weekend place. That's all.
Because they'll probably... what are they going to finish with? Like 200... Let's say their all-time record is like 238 or something like that. Maybe 250.
Yeah.
Texans will score more than 250 points. I hope.
Unless if Watson breaks, that could happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, there's a big chance of that, man. They don't protect the guy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, a lot of people asking where I bought. I it's like 35 miles north of Beaumont, very close to the golf course there. It's about 11 miles from Koontz. It's over there outside the Golden Triangle, as we Koontz. Now know. Yeah, you weren't here. I've got a place in Koontz, and hopefully we'll have a place in Regina.
Regina and Koontz.
Yeah, so I can, I'll be happy either way.
Yeah.
Let's get Nathan on. What's up, Nathan?
Nasty Nate, I like to call him. Sports Nate.
Hello, Nathan.
Yes.
Yes,
you're sports. On. Go.
Hey, how's it going?
Sports again. What's up, man?
Nothing. I just listened to you guys talk about the Texans and kind of comparing them to, you know, a low-budget airline and, you know, talking about who's going to have more points versus home runs, Astros versus Texans. I feel like you guys aren't really giving them as much credit as they're due for the season they had last year and the expectations that they have coming in this year.
What did they do last year? They won a bunch of coin flip games. They could have just as easily been 6-10. They weren't very good last year, and it got proven out in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think a lot of good teams get proven out in the playoffs. I also think that in the NFL, a lot of games are determined from, you know, situations. That
yeah, but a lot of teams, so. a lot of those wins last year, like, were basically thrown into their laps. Like, the Colts win was literally thrown into their lap.
Well, here's the thing: every year. I mean, no matter what, in the NFL, there's going to be some close games that you either – they're coin flip games, we call them.
Yeah.
They pretty much won every coin flip game last year.
And that can't happen every year.
And I'll give you a really good example. You go back to the Raiders when they had their good season. It was the exact same thing. And what happened the next year? They tanked. Now, I don't think they're going to tank. But
their schedule gets tougher.
But yeah. But as far as expectations, I mean – going into this season, I don't know what your expectations are, but I'll tell you where Vegas has them. 8 wins.
Yeah.
That's Vegas' expectation. And no offense, Vegas knows a little more about this than the average fan. So, and by the way, that term, the respect they're due, let's just eliminate that from conversations, because the respect you have isn't, you're not due anything.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Patriots, you've earned some respect.
And then, I mean, I think back to the Colts game that could have easily gone. Well, that one's probably should have been a tie. Like, because if the Colts were smart, that game would have been a tie, but the Colts were dumb.
And then the Colts would have had the home game in the playoff, and it probably wouldn't have been as close.
Then the Cowboys, that game should have been a loss.
Nah, I disagree. They outplayed the Cowboys that whole game. They just couldn't score in the red zone.
The Bills game should have been a loss.
That one should have been a loss.
But Nathan Peterman came in and literally handed them the win.
Yeah, but let's keep it fair, though. I think the Cowboys game.
I don't know if we disagreed on this last year, too.
I know, but I mean, we watched a different game. They basically blew it in the red zone every single time down. That game shouldn't have been that close. And yeah, the Cowboys gave it to them in overtime, but it really shouldn't have gone to overtime. That one I disagree on. But Denver misses a field goal from a guy who never misses a field goal. That should have been a loss. And the defense fell apart on that last drive. All you have to do is make one stop. That one should have definitely been a loss. The Bills game, Nathan Peterman gave to them. The Bills dominated them. I mean, they came in here and dominated them until the last two or 3 minutes.
The lowly Buffalo Bills did that.
So, I mean, and you're going to have games like that where you win one that you shouldn't. But they won more than one that they shouldn't have. And, yeah, the first Colts game should have been a tie. There's a couple more that I'm not thinking of right now during that stretch.
Which, essentially, they shouldn't have made the playoffs even. And then when they made the playoffs, they were non-competitive in that game with the Colts. That game was 21-7 does not accurately represent what that game was. That was not a close matchup.
No, it wasn't. And that's the thing. You have to look at these things in terms of, you know, you can't just say, well, they were 11-5. Yeah, 11-5 wound up being the best they could possibly be last year. And the reality is they weren't an 11-5 team.
They were not.
And the schedule was easier. I mean, you go back and look at all of them, and, you know, the Patriots game, they were within a touchdown, but they weren't in that game, right? And Deshaun Watson wasn't right. The Titans game, they should have won game two against the Titans, but they got their pants pulled down on special teams. And they lost that one. The Giants game, they weren't competitive. I know the score wound up being 27-22, and the Giants were playing like garbage then. And then, okay, the Colts game, yeah, should have been a tie. Cowboys game, I think they should have won. The Bills game, they should have lost. The Jaguars, Dolphins, they dominated those games. Those I totally agree on. The Broncos game, should have lost. The Redskins game, Alex Smith gets hurt.
Yeah.
And
like every break that they could have gotten. Yeah.
The Titans and Browns, those were clear wins, no problem. The Colts game at home, that one could have gone either way, but I still think the Colts played better and they didn't deserve to win. The Jets game was a lot closer than people remember. They wound up pulling that out. The Eagles game, that's another one they could have won. They didn't. All right. Then they clunked the Jaguars. So, I mean, realistically, they were 8-9 win team last year, which is why Vegas has them 8 or 9 wins this year. Can they do better than that if they get lucky? Yeah. I just don't know if they're a better team. I don't know if they're better than they were last year when everything went right and they went 11-5.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
all right.
Maybe
some of these guys need to find new jobs.
The playoff game where the Texans run for Lamar Miller, Alfred Blue, and Deontay Foreman combined for 29 rushing yards. That's how many rushing yards Andrew Luck had. Luckily, Marlon Mack had 148. That was just the most disgusting game to watch if you were a Texans fan.
I think Casino Jay kind of nails it. It says the Texans won every all-in with Ace King versus Jax.
Pretty much.
I think I would say 5 out of 6 they won, and that never happens. So,
all right, guys. Got to tell you about my computer career. Are you not happy in the job that you're in? Are you tired of the hours? Tired of the short paychecks? Well, do something about it. Check out mycomputercareer.edu and take your step towards an IT career. And it's easy to do, guys. Take a free career evaluation, and you could be on your way to a life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience or training with computers. They don't care about that. Helping you start from scratch, that's what they do at My Computer Career. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need, all the skills, all the certifications. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, this show's flying by again. What are the odds Wednesday? Ramsey Bolton, really good name on the Twitch channel. Fred, you betting any of the Premiership soccer starting back up this weekend? I don't bet soccer on a regular basis. I do follow Jerry Bowe, and every now and then we'll jump in on one of those, especially those Saturday morning games before the horse racing starts and I'm looking for some action. I'll look and see if Jerry has anything going, and then Yeah, and I follow it closely enough to where I can say, okay, that's, I like that, or I'm going to pass. But I do play a little soccer every now and then. It is odd because we were talking yesterday about not playing baseball. I think, obviously, football I play the most. And, you know, whether it's, I think college probably one, NFL two, CFL three. And then I would say hockey four. And I'm not counting horse racing in this, obviously. Beyond that, I would say soccer is probably the thing that I bet next.
Really?
After hockey, yeah. I've probably made 8 or 10 plays.
Is that counting CFL?
Well, no, I counted that as football.
All football.
Football in order. College football, I bet the most. NFL second. CFL third. But that's only because there's not as many CFL games.
Yeah.
So, because I've bet 3 games this year on the CFL. I've been much more conservative. I'm 3-0 so far, but I'll pick up a couple more this week. So I'll wind up playing 15 or 20 by the end. But I'm way behind where I usually am in terms of, cause just because I didn't have time to study as much. I was in Vegas for the first week, and it was just, you know, I don't like not having a good feel for things. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says, I'll give you a couple of those, but when a team wins 5 to 6 coin flip games a season, that's not just luck. That's being the better team. The Denver game wasn't luck. Texans made the stop and forced a 51-yarder. That's no chip shot. First off, 51 yards in Denver is like 31 anywhere else, for one. So no chip shot, but a very makeable field goal. And they didn't make the stop. They let Case Keenum drive down the field there. They were terrible on that last drive. They got lucky on that one. I disagree. I mean, I respect your opinion, but I totally disagree.
Don't you besmirch the reputation of Case Keenum either. He's a legend.
Well,
he's a legend in this town.
You want me to... You want a hot take here that I really believe?
Give me a hot take.
I think there have been 2 better quarterbacks at the University of Houston since Case Keenum.
Whoa.
College quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not NFL.
Okay.
Greg Ward Jr.
Okay.
De'Eriq King.
Better than Case Keenum.
As college quarterbacks, yes.
Man.
Go look at Greg Ward's winning percentage, man. And what that guy did while he was here.
You.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying. That's no disrespect to Case.
That's total disrespect.
I'm just trying to give a little love to a couple guys that I think are fantastic college quarterbacks. And I can't wait to see what De'Eriq King does with Dana Holgorsen.
Complete disrespect.
Okay, so, and you know what? Those guys didn't play 12 years of college either.
They did not. He did have additional time. All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And here's the deal. Whatever you're paying for your insurance, you probably don't know off the top of your head, but you should check it out. And here's what you do. Just get in touch with TGS and see if they can beat it. See if they can save you money. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. The average customer saving over $870, though, this year. That could be you. Some are saving up to $3,000 on their home insurance. $3,000, I mean, you do that for the next 10 years. I mean, that's a car. I mean, guys, don't throw your money away if you don't have to. And it's so simple to get it checked out. See if they can help you out. TGS Insurance, all you got to do is text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they're going to get you a quote within 15 seconds. Simple as that. And they're going to take care of your old insurance company and make sure you get your check back from them. One more time, guys. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832, what are the odds of UH homers are blowing up the line since Fred hated on Case? See, why am I hating on a guy when I am praising somebody else? That's one of those things that drives me nuts. You can say nice things about other people, and a lot of people disagree, and that's fine. I'm just saying I can make a pretty good case for Greg Ward, and by the end of this season, I think I'll be able to make a pretty good case for De'Eriq King, too. But we will see. And then... couple people asking if King's going to, Edwards asked, is King going to be ready to go before the season opener? From what I understand, yeah, yeah, he's good to go. The one thing that might be different under Dana, he might not run as much, and that's a big weapon because he's just such an athlete. He was a really good receiver and returner before they put him in at quarterback. But we'll see. I'm excited. I know they've got a tough schedule, but I wouldn't be shocked if they're able to upset Washington State. I don't think nobody's beaten Oklahoma this year except Texas and whoever they play in the playoffs. Although I don't know
TCU's got a shot at him.
TCU might have a shot.
Baylor might be tough.
Yeah, I don't know what Baylor's going to be, but if they take another step forward.
Oh, and Iowa State's no joke either.
Yeah,
there's some decent teams.
Well, and I don't know whether or not Jalen Hurts is going to do there.
That's what I worry about too. There's some decent teams in the Big 12.
Let's get Tony on. What's up, Tony? Hello, Tony. All right. Goodbye, Tony.
Sports team, Tony.
Well, we're getting a lot of that today. I'm getting a bunch of people who are over in that area that want to like play golf and stuff. I'm in, guys. Just wait. It's going to take me a year, though. We're not even close to having the place ready. But, you know, I will be reaching out, and we'll be spending some money over there with some of you guys. So just be patient. It's going to be cool, though. 713-780- ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Our friends over at SB Nation Radio, is this really a question?
What's the question?
Poll question of the night. In your opinion, what is the best chain pizza restaurant? Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Little Caesars, Domino's.
Oh, God.
Little Caesars should not ever be Little in Caesar's any conversation. We can just throw that out.
What's your vote?
My vote is I haven't eaten at a chain in years, so I can't really tell you. But of those, I take Papa John's.
I think I do, too. I think my power rankings are Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
I'd flip-flop Domino's and Pizza Hut.
They're probably doing it because Pizza Hut announced that they're closing all their dine-in locations.
Oh, really?
I will say when I was a kid, I used to love going to Pizza Hut because they had video games and a buffet and those red cups and they would just sit the pitcher of Coke on or Dr. Pepper on your table and you could just have as much as you wanted. Those were good times when I was a kid, but now that I'm an adult, I don't eat Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they
got me for a while as an adult with the stuffed crust.
Okay.
But now
I do remember the last time I had a chain. When we were doing Sports on the Rocks, somebody ordered Domino's, and I was starving because I'd been drinking so much. So that was the last time. But, I mean, there's so many good pizza places around town that I just go to. But when we were kids, and nobody will remember this because I'm an old, there was a place called Shakey's Pizza at Alameda Mall.
Okay.
And because my dad worked in Houston and we'd go to games and concerts and stuff, he would always take us with us, and sometimes we'd go to work with him. And we'd always stop at Shakey's Pizza. And the one thing I remember, they had this Evel Knievel game, video game, where you rode the motorcycle and jumped over stuff and crashed. That was the best pizza in the world to me when I was a kid. Even I'm sure it was garbage. But when you're a kid, you know, when you get to do something cool like that, then, yeah. So if anybody remembers Shakey's Pizza, let me know.
I used to, did you go to, I don't know if they had it here. Mr. Gaddy's?
Yeah, Mr. Gaddy's. That was
around here.
That was when I got a little older. There was a Mr. Gaddy's. That wasn't bad. Well, that's all gone now, right?
I think so. Well, there's still some in Austin.
There's still some Mr. Gaddy's. There's one down in Clear Lake area.
Okay. Yeah, their pizza, in hindsight, wasn't necessarily good, but they also had an all-you-can-eat buffet, which as a kid I was a big fan of all-you-can-eat pizza, and they always had video games. And like they had like skee-ball and all kinds of stuff. They had like a full-blown arcade.
They were like a better Chuck E. Cheese's.
They were kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese pizza is the worst. My kids...
I will not eat it. When I used to take my kids, I would not eat the pizza. I'd let them eat it
pizza's so bad. I tell my kids all the time, Chuck E. Cheese is closed, guys. Sorry. They're closed today.
Yo, Adrian says they have a Shakey's in L.A., and he goes when he's there. The Star Pizza count is a chain. I think they only have
two restaurants.
They have two, no, that's not a chain. Boy, I've really come around on them.
I love them.
Once, well, I told the story one time at the Chronicle. I got food poisoning many years ago when we ordered it, so I never went back. And then after we went to Chicago and had such great deep dish pizza there, it's like, okay, I got to give them another try. And I've been like three times since then, and it's been awesome. All right. Is that Alvin or Alden? I can't really tell. Alvin. What's up, Alvin? Hello,
what's up,
Alvin.
Guys?
Hey, sports man.
Hey, man. I love the show. Fred, especially, man, I've been listening since the Matt Dean days, man, and all that stuff. So a long-time listener. Called in a few times, but I've been Carl Duke's show, so it's been a while. I haven't talked to you guys yet, but going to Vegas for my first time tomorrow, man. I just need to know the what and what not to do for your first time out there.
Okay.
Don't get pregnant, for sure.
Well, and don't take one of the whore cards when you're on the street, because if you do, you're going to be swarmed by 400 people. But, you know, there's... If you go to Sports Map, I actually wrote something a couple years ago. I'm going to update it here pretty soon that kind of tells you, here's what we do in Vegas. And the Burger Bar in Mandalay is a must. That's one of our favorite places. Peppermill for breakfast, you got to do once. Try not to do it on a Friday or Saturday because you have to wait in line. And if you do go to Peppermill, go with more than one person. Don't order one omelet for yourself because it's the size of a small child.
It's a lot of food.
But it's fantastic. And really, there's every casino has a pretty good sports book now. There's fewer poker rooms. The poker rooms are closing all over the place.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean, you can still play.
There's still find
a game to be found.
Yeah, and but yeah, it just depends on where you go. But I'm a big fan of those particular restaurants. Once you hit those, then anything else is, you know, it's fine. I most of the best food. I mean, there's other good places to eat. Most of them aren't in the casinos. You got to get out of the casinos to do
except
that.
Mandalay. Mandalay's got some
Mandalay
good
has some really good food. Well, what's the pizza place there, speaking of pizza?
Slice.
Yeah, that place is pretty good, too. So, and that's pretty much it. And then, basically, because all we do is like look for poker tournaments and pretty much play poker, do the show, play more poker, drink. That's pretty much our Vegas.
Probably the best meal I've had in Vegas is in Mandalay, in the actual casino. There's a Wolfgang Puck restaurant there.
That's
called
very
Lupo.
Good. Yeah.
It's an Italian place. Oh, my God, it is good.
Well, and there's a Wolfgang Puck
in the MGM,
in
too.
In the MGM, yeah. Which is also good. The one thing I like that Hecho, it's a...
Hecho in Mexico,
yeah,
I think.
It's traditional Mexican food.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. I like that place. The margaritas suck there.
Guacamole strong though.
Yeah, and but the one thing about it, like especially if we spend so much time in the MGM, there's a lot of really good high end restaurants. There's not really any medium restaurants. It's either high end or it's a food court.
Yeah, you know what the medium restaurant is? The buffet.
Yeah, which is usually only good for breakfast. So, wish me luck off to Mississippi Vicksburg to play in the HPT guaranteed 10K game tomorrow. Good cards to you, sir. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, I lived on Mr. Gaddy's right off the campus of LSU back in the 90s. So, it says called Gaddy's now, not Mr. Gaddy's.
Okay.
Are we...
Got rid of Mr. That's disrespectful.
Is that politically correct? Is that what that is?
No, it's the youth of today doesn't respect their elders. So now you're just, instead of Mr. Fowler, you're just Fowler.
Collegiate-wise, Keenum still holds most TDs, passing yards, and pass completions in NCAA history. Yeah, disrespectful take.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, well,
see?
I'm sorry you find it disrespectful.
The kids who say Gaddies are disrespectful, you're disrespectful.
You know what Case Keenum didn't do? Win a New Year's Six Bowl.
He did not.
You know who did? Greg Ward Jr.
Who was Greg Ward's coach?
Thomas Herman.
There you go. They're just winning New Year's Six Bowls on the regular.
Let me tell you something. Case Keenum had some pretty good coaches,
yeah,
too.
He did. Yeah,
some guy named Bryles, some guy named Sumlin.
Oh, so, yeah, when Sumlin went in a New Year's Six Bowl.
Well, crickets. But, yeah, you go back and look at that year that Greg Ward had, and I'm telling you, man, he was fantastic. And numbers don't tell a whole story. I can pull numbers out of my ass that make anybody good. The common thought is, yeah, he was the best.
But the best.
I would also argue that Kevin Cobb's senior year is one of the best quarterback years I've ever seen. Just like Colt McCoy, the year, what did he throw? Three interceptions. You could argue that was a better year than anything Vince had.
Yeah.
You can make these arguments all you want. All right, what do we have here? Okay, well, there's no argument about Harry's razors. They're the best. They're tremendous. And, guys, I love so much about Harry's. I love the fact that it's convenient. I get them sent right to my mailbox. I love the fact that it's inexpensive, and I love the fact that I get a great shave. And if you haven't tried Harry's yet, we got such a great deal for you. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. I'll do you one better. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They're going to give you a full refund. How about that? So $3. Risk $3 to find out whether or not you're going to get a great shave, because you are. And the best part about it is, once you get that set, if you need to get more blades, how about this? Just $2 per replacement cartridge. That's half the price of what you're going to pay. And you don't have to go anywhere. Sure, if you want to try them in the store, they're available at Walmart and Target. You can go pick it up there. But why not just have it sent to your home? That's what I do. 100% quality guarantee. And they also give back, man. 1% of all sales are donated to charitable organizations. So this summer, they want you to give them a try. Special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off the trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, just remember the cartridges are just $2 each. Code FAOUR at harrys.com. Yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side,
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And by the way, the winning answer was Meteor, was the name of the lawyer. And Aaron's going to give away two more on Twitter tomorrow, is that correct?
Yep.
And you have to follow Aaron on Twitter.
Yep, you got to follow me, and you got to follow Degenerates975.
Why don't they have to follow me? Y'all trying to get my follow count up or what?
I think your follow count's fine. I'm not worried about you and me.
Okay.
So
I mean, if you're not following Fred and AJ, then that's...
Trying to expand my reach, that's all.
Probably, you should be following us at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, and at Degenerates975. All right, let's do... Let's wrap the show up the way we always do. Famous deaths. And these are deaths that have happened in the last week, but not necessarily this year. People who died during this week. 1980, Strother Martin, American actor from Cool Hand Luke and Slapshot. Heart attack, 61. Maybe the first character actor that I remember.
Okay.
He was in a couple of John Wayne movies, too. I think he was in the original True Grit as the horse salesman. I could be wrong about that. Aaron, could you check on that for me? Because I don't want to sound stupid. Alec Guinness from Star Wars and The Bridge on the River Kwai. Liver cancer at 86 in 2000. John Hughes, film director, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller, heart attack at 59. Not a good run. Oof. Not very good deaths yet, huh?
Which one were you asking about for Strother Martin?
Strother Martin.
Yeah, which show or which movie?
Was he in? He was in a John Wayne movie. I think he was in True Grit. Let me see if my memory is worth a damn here.
He was. He was Colonel G. Stonehill.
There you go. Man, I remember the weirdest stuff. I can't remember my wife's birthday, but I can remember Strother Martin in a John Wayne movie. All right, we'll skip down to political figures because the sports figures are pretty weak. Warren G. Harding, 29th President of the United States, heart attack at 57 in 1923. Was he a real big fat person?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Alexander Graham Bell. 1922, he got the call from God. Dies of diabetes complications at 75. Pretty good run for 1922. 1623, Anne Hathaway, wife of English playwright William Shakespeare, dies age 66 or 67. She probably lied about her age. Not to be confused with the other Anne Hathaway, who's still alive. Peter Jennings... In 2005, died of lung cancer in 67. 1966, Charles Whitman. It's a famous criminal there.
Yeah.
August.
Not a good way to go out.
No. Well, don't take people with you. What do we always say about... Yeah, just...
You want to die? Just go to the top of the tower and jump off.
Yep, that's it. August 7th, 1991, Shotzi, the Cincinnati Red dog mascot, dies at the age of 9. That is not a good run for a dog.
Was that racist Marge's dog?
That was racist Marge's
probably
dog.
Probably killed itself.
Either that or, you know, it didn't like dogs that weren't white. Okay, here's your best deaths. Wild Bill Hickok.
That's a good one.
Shot dead by Jack McCall while playing poker. Dead at 39.
Featured in
Deadwood. Yeah. The original series. And Aces and Eights was allegedly his hand. I think that's kind of a myth, but it's become...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's become lore. So that's when you have Aces and Eights and somebody says, hey, you have the dead man's hand. That's why. 1962, Marilyn Monroe. Dead of a self-inflicted drug overdose at the age of 36. Not to be confused with Marilyn Manson.
Exactly. Although they do have a similar look. Wait,
but you know what? You want to talk about Derek Jeter? Back in the day, Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Joe DiMaggio.
She had them all.
Boy, she had a list. All right. August 6, 2004, Rick James. Cardiac failure at 56.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And finally, here's your dead porn star. 2000. Okay, there's your time frame. Leslie Glass died of...
Is it gluh-ass?
No, it's just G-L-A-S-S.
Oh, okay.
Because I think gluh-ass would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or apostrophe ass.
Yeah.
Let's go with suicide.
Colon cancer. That's like a 1%.
Self-inflicted colon cancer.
It's like a 1% for a porn star. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron Rabel, great job today, son. AJ Hoffman, great job. I rallied after a really poor start to a D-. It was an F up until about the last hour and a half. You know, first hour and a half, clear F.
Yeah.
But a clear D for the second hour and a half. So I wasn't fooled by any fake callers. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. We'll have a Texans preseason game to talk about. Hoo boy, can't wait. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.